Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were talking about being thoroughly furnished to do the service that God has given us to do. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Men today started out strongly in faithfulness and service to God, only to later quit. They grew weary in the work instead of growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Sometimes people discourage you. Other times it's false doctrine and false practice to which you have friends that have fallen there. And you see a general going away. And as a result, there's a temptation to take us from our weariness to just doing enough to get by. Going through the motions. Complacency, see. All of that in your personal walk with God and in your service. It gets to the point even your relationship with God is mechanical. Well, I read this part of the Bible, I said this prayer, and it's the same thing day after day after day, and you're not really communing with God. Oh, that is when you're on the downward spiral. But he says not only that, he tells us perfect. That's the idea of completely qualified. We again, 2 Timothy 2:15, show yourselves approved unto God. So, he's completely qualified. Now, by the way, as a preacher, I wrestle with this at times, knowing that I should know his word all the more than I do. And so sometimes I tell you, this really is something that I think about and is a conviction for me. Where is the idea of spiritual maturity in the word? Right here. He wants us to mature in the word, that we might be prepared, that we might be fully qualified. The word, if prepared, then furnishes us with power that regardless of the situation, we can finish the work that he has given us to do. So we can say the same as was said in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, where he said, here am I, send me. When the Lord said, who'll go for us? He said, please, send me, send me, send me. By the way, let me make one final statement here. That you are furnished for these good works has the idea of entirely, thoroughly. We have the Word of God. And so we have access to be completely furnished with all we need to endure trial, to do the work that God has given us to do, and to finish the job. Now, going back to the illustration of marriage, let's take the little lady. At home, her mother said, wash the clothes. Man, I don't want to do that. Hey, make the bed. I don't want to do that. Hey, tonight you're going to have to fix this for us. I can't get it, so you're going to have to fix it. Oh, man, I don't want to do all that. And all these things that, after a while, they just don't want to do. She gets married. Boy, she wants to fix the best meal every time for that husband. She makes the bed. She cleans the house. She does everything that used to make her mad. What made the difference? Love. When you love God and you realize it's an honor, it's a high calling, then you're his witness, you're in his word, you're in communion with him, it's love. Otherwise, it's mechanical only. That brings me to a question. The Bible's God's love letter. Have you quit? Or are you still giving it your all to finish the job, to finish the course that God has given you? Now, the idea of this last passage is don't quit. In Psalm chapter 15, verses 1 through 5, it furnishes us with a problem which has permeated every generation. There it says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy temple? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, and he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Now that first verse speaks of the dwelling in his tabernacle, that is his tent. This speaks of closeness to God in the eternal home. And in verse 2, it lets us know that this is a guy who walks uprightly, that is, in obedience to the word of God. He's ethical. He does works of righteousness for his name's sake. Speaking of the word of God in his service for the Lord. He also speaks the truth in his heart, meaning that he meditates on God's word and the things that be of God. And then there in verses 3 and 4 of Psalms 15, we read this. He backbiteth not with his tongue, he doeth no evil to his neighbor, he taketh not up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. Now that's the kind of testimony we need to have. Years ago, a story was told of a farmer that just against the church, against Christianity, and a man in the area named Frank decided to go talk to him about his soul. Frank wasn't the pastor, but he was faithful to the church and a good witness. And he went to talk to him, and he says, I'm not going to go to that church as long as there's old Bill in there and also his sister Claire. If they're Christians, I'm a Christian. And if they're going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. Well, the farmer went around the community and told everybody the same thing. Well, one day old Frank, he went back to the farmer again. He says, hey, I want to buy a hog. So he showed him his best hogs, and then he came to the runt. And Frank said, hey, I want to buy that one. The farmer says, you don't want that one. He's the runt. Frank said, no, I really want that one. So they load him on the truck, and sure enough, as soon as he's loaded, Frank turned to the farmer and said, you know what? I wouldn't tell people this is the kind of hogs you raise. The farmer said, that's not fair. He said, well, if it's fair for you to judge all Christianity in the local church that way, it's fair for me to judge you as a farmer that way. Well, you see, that's why you just don't quit on a soul. Frank went back to that soul and didn't quit. Every Christian has a work which God has called you to do. And that's what we got from Ephesians 2:10 for when he said that we are saved. Yes, we're saved by grace through faith. That not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But then he said, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You know that you're doing what God has created you to do. And are you doing it with your all? Are you doing God's will, God's way, God's timing? Are you doing it his way? My friend, I'm going to be ending this message here in just a moment. But what I want you to know is at this time, I normally give an invitation to the lost, but I want to give this invitation to those that are with Christ, but not giving your all. You're not giving your all to Jesus Christ. And I want to ask you to, number one, ask God to help you get to know him again so much more intimately, to know his person, not just to know him as you know a character on television, just not to know him as you see somebody at work, maybe a customer, maybe somebody that you see that comes by every day or the president or something like that. You don't know them, but you know who they are. Don't just know who God is. Know Him. Ask God to help you to know Him. And that'll call on you to confess sin and to forsake it and to do the right things. So ask God to help you to see what's wrong in your life. You might confess it and forsake it. Ask Him to show you what you ought to do in your life. And ask Him to help you that whatsoever your hand finds it to do, do it with all your might. I'm going to pray a prayer, and the prayer I'll pray is just a prayer that maybe you can pray somewhat similar to it. And I hope that you will. Dear Lord, I know that as my Father, You love me regardless, but forgive me of my many failures. But now, Lord, I come to You, asking that You'd help me to know You so much more intimately, to know Your person, to have a greater understanding of Thy holiness, and Thy righteousness, and Thy justness, and Your goodness, and Your grace, and Your mercy. Father God, I pray as well that when there's sin in my life, the sins that are in my life, and the weights, and the other things that so easily beset me, show those things to me, and help me. Help me to forsake them. And then I would pray as well that You'd show me what I ought to do and help me to walk in that way. And Lord, may I be an instrument in Your hand. Help me to give my all, to do my best for Jesus Christ in every area of my life, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just had a similar prayer to that, and that's a decision you're making, I'd like you to do two things. Actually, three things. Number one, I'd like you to write us and let us know this decision that you've made. Secondly, I'd like to ask you to contact your pastor and let him know of this decision that you've made. He may even want you to make it public in church, and that is a good thing. And by the way, if you listen to this, you're shut in, but you're listening through a radio station. It might be there in Haines City at 90.3. It may be on one of the great networks of stations of FBN, the Fundamental Broadcast Network. It could be down in the islands there, Caribbeans. It could be out, way out in the Micronesian islands. Wherever it is, let me just say that contact that radio station and let them know the decision made. And then the third thing, and I think this is important as well, let your mate or those closest to you also know of this decision. In other words, it's your first step in taking a stand, and you just go ahead and make that stand. How many of you have said, I'm going on a diet, but you only said that to yourself, so when you broke the diet right away, it didn't matter. But when you told others, then it held you really to a standard, and then later you were glad when you lost the weight that you did that. Well, listen. It's so much better when you give your all to the Lord and know that He is with you all the way. I trust you'll do that. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how the lamp and light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.